Hello, everyone who decided to listen to this audiobook post. This is the concluding part of my laptop disaster story. My first three audiobook posts about it were kind of... I was panicking and stressed and all that stuff, so I thought I would follow them up with something more cheerful, I guess. So let's do a recap, because recaps are cool. Sunday I was doing my stuff, chatting with people, tweeting, and whatever else I was doing. Listening to something, I think. And then my laptop died because of overheating. I've tried to turn it on a few times. It did, and it constantly restarted. Like, it hasn't happened before, so I was like so panicked and like, okay, what's going on? And I didn't have anyone to read stuff for me because I was alone in the house, and so I recorded audiobooks about it, and there were lots of possibilities, like hardware problems, corrupted Windows files and all that stuff. And I didn't know what to do because the bad girl me didn't back up all of my files that I wanted backed up. And so I was really worried and stressed that I wouldn't recover them because I didn't know what the problem was. So the first thing that I did to try and fix it was do a Windows repair from a Windows CD installation. It didn't work and gave me an error, so I'm like, what am I going to do now? I was thinking of getting my drive out of the laptop and putting it in another machine, but I didn't know how. So I texted a lot of people and asked if they know someone who could help me, who knows how to do those things, and I got someone to help me on Wednesday. We pulled the drive out and put it in another laptop and see if my data was readable, but it turned out that, because I have two partitions, one for my audio files, just entirely for those, and another one for everything else. And that one for audio files were good, but the other one wasn't. I'm like, no, don't format it. No, let's not do that. So we didn't, and I remembered a software that I purchased last year called Spinrite, Spinrite. And it was recommended to me by a friend, and I thought, well, why not give it a try? Oh, by the way, it's a software that does drive maintenance, and you know, it could also recover unreadable data. Me and my friend did a lot of playing around with that. She was reading stuff to me because you had to boot from CD, and of course there's no JAWS. It did its job for a few hours, and then we booted the machine and it did boot, and I was like, yes, I'm so excited. And I was so happy that it did. After that, I copied all my files and all the stuff that were important to me, you know, license codes of my the software that I bought. And I'm like, oh no, I wouldn't want to lose those because, you know, they're not cheap. And yeah, I was really worried about those and other things, other documents. And yay, I was just so thrilled and relieved that everything's back to what they were, and just, it's like nothing happened really. But I will do things to make sure that this won't overheat again. Oh, and look at that, I'm almost at the end of my 5-minute time limit. So I will record another brew so I could finish things up properly.